In college basketball, the Albany women's team fell to number 2 Duke 80-51 Thursday night. Albany led 20-13 with 7 minutes 53 seconds remaining in the first half, but Duke answered with a 15-2 run en route to a 34-26 lead at halftime. Tonight's the Albany men's team's final home game of the calendar year. The 5-5 Great Danes will take on Yale, which is coached by former UAlbany player and assistant coach James Jones. Meanwhile, number 1 Arizona tops Southern U 69-43 and was 8th ranked Duke over UCLA 80-63. In the NBA, it's more bad news for the Lakers. Kobe Bryant's out 6 weeks with a fracture in his left knee. On the scoreboard, there's a new team atop the NBA's Western Conference standings. Kevin Durant poured in 32 points, and the Oklahoma City Thunder earned their 8th straight victory, beating Chicago 107-95. And the San Antonio Spurs at a 104-102 victory at Golden State. Checking news in the ice, Buffalo doubled up Boston 4-2. Philadelphia won against Columbus 5-4. Pittsburgh defeated Minnesota 5-2. Toronto topped Phoenix 2-1 in a shootout. Detroit knocked off Calgary 3-2 in overtime. Florida 4, Ottawa 2. Tampa Bay doubled up Nashville 4-2. St. Louis beat Montreal 5-1. Dallas defeated Vancouver 4-1. Colorado passed Edmonton 4-2. And San Jose fell to Los Angeles 4-1. In the NFL, New York Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz has had surgery on his left knee. He injured it during Sunday's loss to Seattle. There's no word on how long the Giants' leading receiver will be sidelined. Finally, outfielder Carlos Beltran and the New York Yankees have finalized a $45 million 3-year contract the two sides agreed to on December 6. The 8-time All-Stars to be introduced at a Yankee Stadium news conference today. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.